You ever wake up really cold?
No.
Never.
You never wake up and be like, oh my gosh, I'm freezing.
No, I'm always so cozy and warm.
Yes, the number one reason why I don't want to get out of bed is that I'm warm.
Yeah.
My wife refuses to allow me to use the heater at night. She wants it to be Arctic.
That's like preferable though. Yeah. And then you can get cozy under the blanket.
I'm with Julia.
Gotta have the fan on.
My problem is windows open. Is that yes, lower half of the body, I'm fine. I'm talking about your nose right now. You ever wake up, you're like, I'm cold. I know I'm cold.
I can't relate.
This is an everyday struggle. So guess what I did last night?
What'd you do?
I turned on the heater without her knowing.
She didn't catch it?
Nope. And I woke up and I walked into the kitchen and I made my coffee and I read my Bible and the heat was just pumping
in my
house.
You were toasty.
Oh, I was chestnuts roasting on an open fire. I was loving it.
That was great vibrato.
She woke up and she was not happy.
Yeah. She's sweating.
Yeah, she's like, what?
When did you turn the heat on?
I would wake up in the middle. If the heat is on, I'll wake up hot, and it's not.
If I had my preference, I'd sleep every night 72 degrees. 72.
I couldn't sleep.
No,
same. I want it warm. But you guys know this about me. My heart's warm. My faith is warm, or others would say hot. I don't like cold. There's nothing about me that screams. That guy likes to be cold.
What? Before we started, I was like, is it hot in here?
Just walked out of this office and said, it's so hot. Did you think I noticed? Not once.
You got a jacket on.
Yeah, I got a jacket on. By the way, someone looked at my jacket and said, what is this, 2012?
I just saw a video of a pastor wearing his old leather jacket and his kids laughing him out of the room.
Okay, let me just say this. I think this is a classy look.
I think this is a vibe. I think this is trendy.
Yeah, I think this is trendy as well. I look at the fashion blog.
You know, whoever said that to you, I'm sorry, but they're out of touch with the trend.
And because there was a certain type of leather jacket we used to wear. It was not this one.
It was the motorcycle jacket.
Ours had zippers for days.
Buckles.
Yeah, ours, it was making a lot of noise.
Yes, so much noise.
Skinny jeans.
If I wore those jackets for too long, my shoulders would hurt
because
they're so heavy.
Yes, heavy. These were heavy jackets. How about those little Saint Laurent boots? All the Chelsea boots?
Yes.
Chelsea.
I remember it being like all you needed was one pair of shoes in your closet.
And you're done.
You're good. Like the flannel around your waist.
Oh, it was a whole era. It was just
we
disgusting.
We have to put a picture of
we
of
do.
You
it was
in this
just disgusting. It was just we didn't know what we looked like at the time.
I don't know.
We thought we're
I think it was calculated.
The shirts that were really long.
Oh, I was into all of this.
Hyper distressed.
Yeah. I was into all of this, man. I got the fear of God. Get it? Fear of God. Whoa. Okay, let's record.
That's
rude. Let's go. You know, I don't know if you knew this about me, but I'm a big ad guy.
Huge ad guy, yeah.
Yeah, I do these ads, and I add it up, and I just start adding, and I don't do any subtraction.
No.
But when I get to this mic, one of the first things I think about is I want to do an ad. But I'm very particular about the ads that I do.
Yes, that's true.
And you guys have known this about me. If I'm going to do an ad, it's going to be a special one. And this one that I'm about to do is as special as they come. You know why?
Why?
Because these guys are like family. And I say like literally. They're like family.
They're literally like family.
And I think they've changed the game. I'm a user of this product. This is genuine. This is very, very, very transparent. I'm a user of this product. And I want to give a huge shout out to the whole team because they are changing the game. Now, a lot of people have seen this commercial where they're like, stop calling your coworker rock star.
No.
It's so good. It's so good. But these guys are rock stars. And I got to call them a rock star. So I know the commercial asked me not to, but I'm calling these guys rock stars because they have changed the game. And everybody's like, who changed game? Overflow has changed the absolute game. They are what we would call game changers. Nate, hit them with the special details of what Overflow's doing.
Absolutely, yeah. Overflow has changed the game for our organization on ways that people can give and donate in the way that we've raised funds. And Overflow has empowered us in innovative ways for us to give creatively. You said you're a user. I'm also a user, and I'm encouraged by a couple things. Number one, if you have any questions, the team is amazing. It's easy to use. It's quick to use. It is an extremely secure platform. My mom was asking how to give, and she said that she was afraid to use the internet to give because someone was going to steal her money. Let me encourage you. No one is getting into these transactions because Overflow is protecting every transaction. Head over to overflow.co/LLI to set up a free demo and get started with Overflow today.
We want to take a sec and just talk about another one of our sponsors, AG1. If you've noticed, you probably haven't noticed, maybe you've noticed, if my skin's looking good, maybe it's AG1, maybe it's Maybelline. It's a little bit of both. But AG1 is the nutritional supplement that you need for your life.
It is.
It is easy. It is not a drink that you got to keep in the fridge. You got to keep cold. You got to have all your little pills that you line up and put out week by week. No, it is a powder. You can put it in your coffee, in your smoothie, in your yogurt. You can, you have you done it just taking it
as the powder?
Yeah,
I haven't, but I have put it just in water, and it tastes good as water. It smells like bubble gum.
Yeah, it's
but
great.
In a good way, not like a dentist way.
Yeah.
So check out AG1. We have a special deal for.
We do have a special deal, and I would love to share it with you all. The special deal is that try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/LLI. That's drinkag1.com/LLI. Check it out.
Oh, welcome everybody to another episode of Leadership Lean In, where you lean in or lean back and do the rock away. Your choice, really, your choice. I can't force you to do anything. You lean back, you got to do the rock away, though. Mm. You lean in, you got to be a leader. Shout out to all the lean. We're making new merch coming up. Mm-hmm. I'm a leaner.
Yeah.
I just want you, wherever you're streaming this, wherever you're hearing this, wherever you're watching this, I just want you to say it out loud just because it feels good.
Yeah. Say it with your chest. I'm a leaner.
I'm a leaner. I'm a leaner. And thank you to our tribe, our crew. Our posse, our, you guys know what I'm going to say, our nation. One nation under John Maxwell.
This is good.
Indivisible with liberty and quotes and maxims and axioms for all.
We need a leadership anthem.
That is so good. Let's
write a song. Nash. I'm a leaner.
You mean a pledge?
I meant pledge, not an anthem.
I'm not a
I regret this.
Oh, just let's get on to the real stuff. We love you. And by the way, we do have a live event coming your way.
Yeah.
Details are going to be released. And we're going to open it up for you to come and record a pod with us.
Yeah.
The last time we did a live event was the 100th episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now that we're on episode number
138.
Whoa.
Good math. We are excited to have probably around episode 145. No, yeah, 45. Yeah, right, episode 145-ish.
Whoa.
Really? It feels like it would be like the 50s.
Okay, we're going to be together.
Nope, that's not right
together
at all.
Together forever, you stay in my heart, and I will. This is my singing episode.
Yeah, I was going to say, feels like this musical fun. Special.
Okay, I'm a big musical guy, as you guys
really?
You guys can tell. Okay, we did go see the new Trolls as a musical.
It was good.
It was fantastic.
Oh, good. You like the Trolls movies.
Oh, gosh, I love the Trolls movies. And yes. By the way, the movie went out, all the power went out, 20 minutes in the movie,
what?
Which was a little bit scary, I got to admit. Julie and I were looking at each other like, are you scared?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then, it's just the two of you?
Then they came in. Sorry. No, we got our kids. And then they gave us a full refund.
Oh, that's great.
What's better than that?
You know?
For the whole family. That's a big better than that?
I went to movies for free.
That's amazing.
And it was those ones that have the...
ooh, the recliners.
The recliners and the blankets. Yeah. Don't touch those blankets, but they're great blankets. And you know, you recline, you order some food.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Because you know what I told Julia? We got all these gift cards. We never use them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I go, tell me all the gift cards we got. She goes, we got an iPick. I go, we're going to iPick tonight. And we still got the iPick.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't use it.
Today, I want to talk. We are talking today about You can't steal my smile. And I just love this because smiles are contagious. Something about, you know, I always think whatever gets in your heart shows up on your face.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if it's in your heart, your countenance shows. You get sketchy, we're going to see it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You look deviant. You look, what's going on? You happy? Something's good in your heart. You look bitter and upset. Just your face is a direct correlation of what's going on inside your heart. And I want to encourage you as a leader, don't let anybody steal your smile. You can't steal my smile. In other words, I always believe this about life and leadership. I'm in control over the narrative of my life. Nobody else is. Nobody else has the power besides Jesus and Julia. I've given them the power to steal my smile. And I'm going to do my best to... there's an old proverb I've always loved. It says, a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance. A merry heart. So what I got to do to have a merry heart, because I will have a cheerful countenance if I do. And so my commitment is to my heart. I'm loyal and faithful and committed to the condition and the quality of my heart. Because if the condition, the quality of my heart is merry, my countenance will show.
Yeah. I love that.
And I think smiles are that disarm people. Smiles are that thing that make you attractive. They're the thing that make you make people feel invited to you. It brings a warmth. It brings a sense of security. You're not threatened. You think about people that aren't smiling. It's like, what's wrong? What happened? Are you afraid? Are you timid? Are you shy? Are you scared? A smile represents so much confidence, so much clarity, clarity of heart, clarity of value of self. And so I want to just encourage everybody in this next season, as we're approaching Christmas, we're approaching a lot of family time and a lot of what could be for some people even financial stress and barriers. Don't let anything in your life slow you down from smiling quick. And so I'm just going to give a few thoughts here that are very important to me, because, you know, the theme about a great team, the thing about what makes your organization great is the spirit of it.
That's right.
The attitude of it. And if the attitude and the spirit is right, I guarantee you're laughing easy. It's kind of like when I go somewhere and it's really hard to make the people laugh.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, what's wrong?
You know there's something going on.
But if something, if they're just easy to laugh, I'm like, this leader, they got it figured out. People, in fact, they say that the biggest podcasts right now are not crime any longer. They're comedians.
Wow.
Because people are looking for, they want to laugh.
Yeah.
And I think you should be a leader. It's like, there's such a levity about you. There's such a laughter, such a joy that's contagious, such a smile, so easy to be around. I'm just like you. I don't enjoy being around people that are stuffy and stuck up and self-righteous and opinionated. I don't like being around people I feel like are criticizing me. I'm under their microscope. They're looking for me to make a failure. When I'm around people, I want them to feel championed and believed in and encouraged and loved and seen. I left a voice memo for somebody's birthday the other day. This lady means a lot to Joy and I. She's older. And so I left her about a minute and 30 long voice memo. Now, I don't see her that long, that much, but I love her and cherish her. So I just let her know what Joy and I think about her. And I just went off. And so she left a voice memo back and she said, you know, this gift you just gave me, I felt so seen by you in this voice memo. I feel believed in. And when she was saying this back to us, I think she's in her late 60s, early 70s. She was saying this back to us. I was thinking, that's how I want people to feel around me. Seen, heard, cherished, valued,
it's really good.
Encouraged, believed in. And when you got a smile, you can do that.
Yeah.
So a few thoughts to consider today. Keep your eyes on him. Get your eyes off them. What I mean by that, which, by the way, is such a great clarifying statement.
Right.
What I mean by that.
Well, actually...
Write down point number 4. Now, what I mean by that... I just love saying that line. It's such a bar.
Is there a reference?
Yeah, it's like this is such preacher language. So I forgive. Oh, I know this is the leadership pod, but...
Translation.
Yeah. Translation.
Gotcha.
Just stop saying what you mean.
Just say it,
yeah.
I feel a little... Whenever I kind of use... such heavy spiritual language on this podcast, I want to make sure I clarify. What I mean by that is this. You have to keep your eyes off other people.
Mm. That's right.
And there are a million thoughts that are coming to mind and a million quotes, but I will summarize by saying you don't do well with your eyes on others. You do your life a service when you are almost living with blinders. It's kind of like gossip. You want to be the last to know. Mm. Because if you're the first to know, that means you're always looking. What are they saying? What are they doing? What are they up to? It's like, maybe I've talked about this before, but like, I don't watch Instagram stories.
Right. Yeah.
And I even tell Julia sometimes she watch Instagram stories. Don't. Because I always feel like you're bringing them into our house. Mm. I don't want them in my house.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want them in my headspace.
Right.
What's that saying? You know, they live rent free.
Live in your head rent free. Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't like people live. I got enough to deal with. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think about your family and your bills and your life and art. I just can't. I only got so much.
Right.
So I have to really discipline myself not to focus on. I've always made fun of this guy. I call this fictitious character called Swivelhead Steve. Mm-hmm. He's got his eyes on everybody else. You got to put your eyes on. I call it him. And for me, that is, in my faith, Jesus. I keep my eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of my faith. But keep your eyes on what you're called to do, supposed to do, who you're supposed to be. Mm. Don't worry about them. When I show up in heaven, I will not be held accountable for you.
Right.
I'll be held accountable for me.
Yeah.
And so I've got a calling. I've got a mission. I've got a future. I've got something I got to do on this earth. And I'm not going to get there by being distracted.
Right.
And it's not going to make me feel better whether you like me or not. Mm-hmm. I've got to stay the course and stay focused. Number two, lead with tough skin and a soft heart. How can people steal your smile? Because they hurt your feelings or hurt your heart.
It's good.
And I think you've got to be a leader to me is like being a battleship. Just like you're just cruising. You know, I'm not a little ski boat just moving around, this, that, and the other, flying, taking fast turners. You know, I'm picturing a boat right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's actually sound effects.
I was going to say, I want to make a boat noise as close as I got. I think leadership, if you want to be a great leader, you're just a battleship. Mm. You're just plowing through. Just doesn't matter how big the waves are. Doesn't matter the storm. Doesn't matter. You could take hits, take missiles, take shots at you. Boom. I'm battle tested. Now that is on my exterior, but I still have to maintain a soft heart. Mm-hmm. That I'm tender. I'm compassionate. I'm empathetic. I'm concerned about people. So it's not that you're not going to steal my smile. Other people don't affect me. Of course they do. You're a leader.
Right.
You're not a robot.
Yeah.
But to the best of my ability, I got to have tough skin. You can't be a leader and be precious.
Yeah.
Easily offended.
Right.
Swayed. Someone says some criticism, some comment, you stop doing it. No, come on, man. No. I've got to have tough skin while maintaining a soft heart. I'm tender-hearted. Mm. I could cry. You know, the Raiders used to have this slogan, Raider fans are crazy. I don't care if you put them in Oakland or Vegas.
Special
same
type
fan.
Of fan.
It's a special type of fan.
Yes.
It's like Bill's Mafia. These are special type of people.
It's my dad's side of the family.
Crazy. You're from the Bay.
I'm from the Bay, the Oakland Raiders.
There's not Niner fans.
No.
There's a different fan.
It's my mom's side.
The Raider fan. Okay. See? There you go. Raider fans used to have a shirt that said, real men wear black. Mm-hmm. And I think real men cry. Mm. You know, there's just, I can be on a plane. I don't care what anybody else thinks about me. If I'm watching some show or some movie or I'm reading something, listening to something that touches me, I'll cry.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know, have you ever tried to cry and hide that you're crying? What? And everybody knows, like, hey, bro. Just
every Sunday during worship.
It's just, hey, just.
Yes.
Let it all out, man.
I just let it go.
Just let it go. Well, You didn't have to tell us. We've seen it. But, you know, have that tough skin and have that soft heart. When you maintain your smile, you are, right, this is number three, quick to trust, quick to invite, quick to include, quick to invest. Hmm. You ever notice that when you're, like, happy and smiling and whole, excited about life, it's just you're quick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come on. Come over. Let's platform them. Let's help them. Let's get them in team. Blah, blah. Just, you don't even think. It's like when you're like playing basketball. It's like you don't even think. You jump up, go for a layup, go for a dunk, go try and steal a ball. You're not even thinking. Yeah. You sprain your ankle?
Ooh.
You're thinking before I jump. I don't know, man. Mm. And I think that's the thing about being hurt. If you're hurt, you got to get healed.
Yeah.
If you got to go to physical therapy or emotional therapy or spiritual therapy, fill in your blank. You got to get healed so you can get whole, so you can be happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But if you're not happy, why are you leading?
Right.
That means you're hurt. And so I want to be a happy leader. I want to be a happy guy. I want to be. Last night I was snuggling with Mav DeSav, my guy, my 8-year-old. And I was asking him, because he's such an actor, I was asking him to make different facial expressions of people in the family. So I was like, show me Winston when he watches football. And he's just like, yeah, just so intense. Show me Clive when he's dancing. He starts doing it. Dancing. Show me Dad when he's preaching. He's got a mic in his hands and just pointing his finger.
That's good.
I say, show me Mom when she comes home from work. And he does this big smile. He's just like walking in the door, smiling, arms out. And I'm like, man, I'm so happy that's his image of his mother.
Hmm.
Smiling.
Hmm.
You gotta be known, leader. Stop taking yourself seriously because nobody else does.
Right. Yeah.
You got to, come on, smile. And when you got that, it's like, man, you notice how quick you were to invest, quick you were to give, compliment, hug, help, serve, love, give. Oh, yeah. You got something to give because you're whole in your happy.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you said at the top, smiles are contagious. But when you're smiling, it makes you want to cause other people to do the same. You know, right. It's not just contagious in the sense like you're smiling, so now I want to smile. But it's like if you're truly experiencing joy and happiness, that only multiplies. It never shrinks. Yeah. It's always, I want to give this to someone else. I want to grow this. I want you, same way when you're down and depressed, you want people to listen to sad music with you.
Yeah.
When you're joyful, it's like, I want you to experience the same thing.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And I think this is such an underrated weapon.
Mm.
You really want to use a weapon, your leadership, smile.
It's really great.
Carry joy. Carry laughter. Be the first to laugh.
Right.
How many conversations have you gone into where the other person's, you maybe it's a serious conversation, but your smiles just change the course of it.
Just changes a room, really, mm-hmm. to be honest. You know, they say about people with a great smile, they light up a room.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the room wasn't that light.
Mm-hmm.
You brighten it up. You brighten up the whole experience and environment. This is the next one. When you feel like your smile is being stolen, double down on your mission, your vision, and your values. Okay. Double down. Because I think what makes me smile is knowing that I'm committed to my mission.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I'm not going to deviate.
Yep.
And I'm, wow, that's right. I've got vision in my heart. And I got a big vision. And wow, what are my values? What am I about? What gets me going and gets me up in the morning? I've got big time values that lead my life. And so everybody has a touch of discouragement. Discouragement touches everybody.
That's right.
And it touches you in different facets of your life. I'm discouraged about my health. I'm discouraged about this relationship. Discouraged about these results. Discouraged about a teammate or what? Fill in the blank. Everybody, my dad, when he went on a mission trip years ago to Africa, he said when he was there, he couldn't believe that everybody just functioned normally with a touch of malaria every day. How are you feeling today? Yeah, it's a touch of malaria. What do you mean a touch of malaria? And I think everybody today, if you're a leader, you got a touch of discouragement.
Yeah.
Just a little, you know, yeah, it's not worth.
Yeah.
Wish we had more money. Wish we had, you know, better systems. Well, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Everybody has a touch of discouragement today, but what gets me encouraged is that I'm doubling down simultaneously. Two things can be right at the same time.
Yeah.
Two things can be true at the same time. I'm discouraged and I'm committed.
Yeah, right.
It's right, like, right.
I'm doubling down so on good. My mission,
yeah.
and my vision, and my values. Let me encourage you, leader, write down your mission. You should internalize your personal mission. What are you about? Because when the going gets tough and the wind starts howling and the rain starts pouring and the things aren't working, you got to be committed to mission.
Yeah.
You got to have vision. What do I see? right now, I don't currently see what's in my heart and what's in my head and what I know I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm committed to the vision. It might tarry, but it's going to come to pass. Right. And my values drive me. I'm a value-driven, principle-driven person. When you get discouraged, you got to go back to that stuff.
That's yep. right.
That's what's going to lift you up. It's not going to be some pep talk or some wishy-washy thinking, no, I'm going to live on mission. I've got a vision, and I got my values. Here's the next one. Be an influence more than being influenced. It's a big deal right here. Because I think what discourages a lot of people is getting around toxic thinking, toxic behavior, toxic atmospheres. And the more it starts to just get around you, you got to remember whatever you're around gets on you. Mm-hmm. Whatever's on you gets in you. Whatever's in you comes out of you. Let me say that again. Whatever you're around gets on you, and whatever's on you gets in you, and whatever's in you comes out of you. So if I'm around all this pessimism, criticism, negativity, I love making noises. That gets on me.
Right.
Yeah.
And give it a week. It's going to get in me.
Hmm.
Pretty soon, I got to be really careful that I'm an influence, not being influenced.
It's really good.
It's the difference between a follower and a leader. A follower gets influenced. A leader is the influence. And so, leader, let me speak to you and let me ask you right now in your life, are you being influenced by people that are taking you down a path that's stealing your smile?
Mm.
Or are you influencing people down a path that's going to lead to freedom and wholeness and joy and celebration and festivity and excitement and purpose and passion? Mm. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the name. We can go home right now. That's the name of the game. You're going to be an influence, or you're going to be influenced. The decision is yours.
Yeah. I was going to say, how much of that is... I'm going to make the decision, whatever room I go into, I'm going to influence it. And how much of it is just a natural, you know, progression of your feelings and emotions. I feel like most people I know who are going to influence a room, they know they're going to go in and influence it.
They know who they are.
Yeah, exactly. There's a surety about them. No matter what
That's
the room,
exactly right.
No matter what the room temperature is, they affect the temperature.
That's exactly right. It is the thermostat analogy, right?
Yeah.
The thermostat is, it regulates the temp, right? If it gets too hot, it's going to kick in that AC. If it gets too cold, it's going to kick in that heater. Why? Because it's set to regulate. And I just think you got to be careful as a leader, because you're going to go in a lot of rooms and you're going to adjust and become the temp of the room rather than help regulate it.
Wow.
And that is the difference between being an influence and being influenced.
Yep.
And I think that goes back to having crazy self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy self-respect.
Yeah.
Crazy self-belief. Knowing who you are. And I think the more you are plagued with insecurity, the more you're plagued with guilt, the more you're riddled with timidity and fear, or that wanting so desperately to be accepted or approved by others, you're going to be influenced.
Yeah.
Do you have a preconceived set of things you're trying to influence people towards?
Yeah, 100%. Always, right?
Yeah.
And I think you're just always trying to play the role of how do I win you so I can influence you.
That's great.
You cannot influence who you don't win. Let me say it a better way. You cannot lead people that don't like you.
Yeah.
So what comes first, leadership or liking? People have to like you for you to lead them.
Yeah, that's great.
It's really good.
So that's why the way that you carry yourself matters. Because people are looking, can I like this? Do I like them? Some people like you and they don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Other people hate you and they don't know why.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
One's a favor. One is you're a light. You're a threat. You're too happy. I hate myself. So clearly I will hate you because you.
Yeah. Non-smiling people.
Yeah. I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think you just have to really know what you're about. That's what I'm saying. Double down your mission.
Good. That's right.
Double down your values. Double down your vision, because it doesn't, I cannot afford to be a leader that's swayed by the opinions of others.
That's right. I love that you said, one of the first things you said when we got started was you're committed to your heart. and that previous point, you're committed to the mission, vision, values. We're not following our hearts, because if we're not first committed, anything can get in there.
That's right.
If you're not committed to filling your heart with your mission, your vision, your values.
That's right.
You're going to be led by whatever you're influenced by.
Yeah.
So I love that, that difference of, which is so the culture, you know, follow your heart, follow whatever, wherever the wind takes you, whatever comes your way, your circumstance, tell your truth. But you have to stay committed to feeding your heart and your soul with,
that's exactly,
this is
right,
who I am. This is why I'm doing what I do. This is why I act the way I do. This is how I'm going to walk in this room. This is how this room is going to be affected. And it's going to be better when I leave.
That's exactly right. And I think you see people like that. What do they all have? Great conviction and great character. So what are you convicted about? What are your convictions? And what is your character? Your character will shine in times when someone's trying to steal your smile.
So good.
It will shine. Here's the next one. Number six, life is about three things. I keep saying this one: stewardship, leadership, relationship. These three things. I came back from Jakarta, Indonesia last year at this time.
That's right.
We were there. It's been 1 year since
that's
we were there.
That's wild.
We had the best time, of our lives in Bali. I had so much fun. We went to the monkey zoo. We hung, Julia went out on that little swing. We had time of our life. Here's the reality. The reality is that, are you a good steward of what's in your possession? Because if you are, you're going to smile.
Yeah.
Are you leading well in your home, your organization, your relationships? Are you a good leader? And then relationships. By the way, stewardship, leadership, pretty easy. I can control those. Relationship, very hard.
Hmm.
The hardest.
Yeah.
Because with relationship comes... being a leader, there's three great opportunities always lurking for you as a leader. An opportunity to be rejected, abandoned, or abused.
Mm.
And rejection is a difficult thing to face. People reject you, and they reject your values, or they reject your personality, or they reject... Rejection's part of this.
Mm.
And there's going to go, I'm out. I'm quitting on you. Then there's abandonment issues. You left me with the bill. You left me with all this work. You come in and you leave whenever you'd like, and I'm stuck working here.
Mm.
So there's rejection. There's abandonment. There's abuse. Abuse of people feel abused, used. You only wanted my gift. Not, you don't care about my person.
Wow.
You see me as a product, or you see me as a machine. You don't see me as a person. And so within that, you've got to get good at being a good steward of everything in your life. Steward little, hello. You got to be a great leader. I'm a leader, not an influencer, not being influenced. And relationship. The happiest people on the planet, it has nothing to do with how much money they have. It has everything to do with the quality of their relationships.
That's right.
And if you have great relationships, which by the way, take work. And if you ain't working on them, they're going to fail. So it takes work, it takes vulnerability, it takes transparency. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. I've got to do my best to be a good, I can't, friendship starts with me.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship starts with me. So if I want good relationships, I've got to be honest, open, transparent. These are all big values.
Yep.
And the more I do, it mends, it builds trust, it helps the relationship. So this is a big deal to me. And the last one, number seven, don't let discouragement stop you from giving it your all. So why do I keep my smile? So that I can work hard.
Yeah.
Because you ever notice when you get all up in your feelings, you all feel bad and nobody likes me, everybody hates me. Guess I'll go eat worms. When you feel this way, I'm not trying. I'm not putting my best foot forward. I'm just telling you, you get a wounded heart, you get a closed fist.
Mm-hmm.
You get a good heart, you get an open hand. And you're like, I want to help. I want to serve. I want to give. I want to just, you decide.
It's good.
What do you want to do? You want to smile? You want to walk in a room, light it up? How's everybody doing today? What's going on? How you feeling? Good to see you. Not manufactured, not fake. No, just real. Like, I'm going to do my best to have a merry heart.
It's really good.
And I'm going to have a good countenance. People look at me. It's so funny. You know, when your countenance off, I think your eye contact goes too.
Totally.
Mm.
People start to look
at the floor. Start to get weird.
Start to look at the floor. They're like, I'm not looking. I can't. You ever been around somebody who can't look at you?
Yep. Mm.
You know, they just can't look at you anymore.
Yeah.
I want to be like, hey. Hey. I'm over here. It's like, yeah, you can't. Because you can't.
Totally.
Because something's going on. It's a heart issue. All of leadership starts with your heart. So take care of your heart. It'll show up on your face. And it will affect every aspect of your leadership. We love you and we believe in you.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in the Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.